In this bulletin, the New South Wales town of Cowra prepares for lockdown. PM Scott Morrison departs Sydney for a series of meetings in the US. Federal Labor, the Greens and crossbenchers push for Christian Porter to resign from government. Good afternoon from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The New South Wales town of Cowra is going into lockdown from 5pm today. It comes as New South Wales Health recorded 935 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. That is the first time the daily figure has been below 1,000 since the 26th of August. Another four deaths were also recorded, taking the death toll from this outbreak to 245. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned that even though the daily case figure is the lowest recorded in around 3 weeks, it's too soon to become complacent.
Even if case numbers go down, we should expect, unfortunately, that the number of people in intensive care and the number of people who lose their lives to go up. Because as we've said consistently, because we've had a number of cases in the last few weeks, people ordinarily get very sick in the second week of the illness and sometimes stay very sick for a long time. And that's why we need to continue to brace ourselves for October being the worst month for the number of people who pass away and the number of people who need intensive care. And we should never lose sight of that.
82.2% of vaccine first doses have been administered across the state, and 52.7% of second doses have also been administered. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 567 new cases of COVID-19 community transmission from almost 51,000 tests. It's the highest daily figure of identified infections for the state during this current outbreak. The Victorian Health Department also recorded one death linked to COVID-19. On the same day, Greater Geelong, the Surf Coast and Mitchell Shire entered day one of a seven-day lockdown. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is heading to the US for a series of meetings, culminating in the first face-to-face Quad Leaders Summit. Mr. Morrison will also meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Washington, having announced a security pact between Australia, the UK and the US, known as AUKUS. Before boarding a plane at Sydney Airport, Mr. Morrison provided a statement to the media.
As I embark now to go and see our friends in the United States, and meet with many others, both from Europe, from the UK and the United States. This is all about keeping Australians safe. This is all about, always about ensuring that Australia's sovereign interests will be put first to ensure that Australians here can live peacefully with the many others in our region, because that's what we desire as a peaceful and free nation, the peace and freedom of all of those who live across the Indo-Pacific.
The AUKUS agreement brought with it a deal to build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines to replace Australia's Collins-class vessels. There are concerns the decision could impact Australia's proposed free trade agreement with the European Union. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister says he expects former Federal Minister Christian Porter to one day return to the front bench after resigning from Cabinet the weekend. Mr. Porter failed to explain who helped fund his defamation case, accepting money through a so-called blind trust for part of his legal action against the ABC. Barnaby Joyce says his colleague's move is appropriate, but he may one day return to the front bench. Federal Labor, the Greens and crossbenchers are pushing for Mr. Porter to resign from government and disclose who contributed to the blind trust. Retiring Federal Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbons says Mr. Porter's resignation was inevitable.
We expect the highest of standards from our ministers. It is critical to maintaining public confidence in our parliamentary democracy. But look, the blind trust was a terrible mistake, and Christian's resignation in the end was inevitable.
Let's go to sport now, and Philippine boxing icon Manny Pacquiao has announced that he will run for president in the 2022 elections. Pacquiao accepted the nomination of his PDP Laban party at its national convention, pledging to serve the people of the Philippines, who he says have been waiting for a change of government.
I am a fighter, and I will always be a fighter inside and outside the ring. Tinatanggap ko po.
I am accepting your nomination as candidate for the President of the Republic of the Philippines. In the name of our countrymen, who have long been desiring for the right change in government, I wholeheartedly, bravely, and humbly hope for your support to those in government who continue to take advantage and steal from the country's coffers.
Your time is up.
Current President Rodrigo Duterte is forbidden by the Constitution from seeking a second six-year term. See what the weather's doing around the country at the moment. It's sunny and 24 degrees in Perth. A few showers about in Adelaide and 14. In Melbourne, showers developing, a windy 13 degrees. A few showers as well in Hobart where it's 12. Much the same in Canberra, 16. Fine weather in Wollongong, 25. Fine weather also a little bit windy in Sydney where it's 27 degrees today. It's fine also in Newcastle where it's 28. 29 degrees in Brisbane with a possible late shower. A partly cloudy 29 in Cairns and sunny in Darwin, 36 degrees for you. Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.